So how old were you then when your family moved in?
Oh, yeah. I was born here.
You were born?
Well, my dad was 30 when I was born. My mother was 19. I'm now 50. So I was born here, and then I went off to Germany later on in life.
So you were a teenager when you were born, is that right?
Yeah, I would be a teenager.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you've got this strong sort of friendship bond, haven't you? Growing up next door to each other and...
Your family,
of course you are, your family, yeah. So that connection's held well, hasn't it, through the years?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you remember when you were a little girl? Some of your earliest memories of life on this farm?
Well, I don't know, I was brought up just with my dad, so...
They used to keep milk, didn't you?
My dad used to farm, yeah, and then he took, I think it was it called the golden handshake in them days?
There was a period, wasn't there, where farmers were coming out of milk and then they'd be out for 2 or 3 years and then they'd be back in again because there'd be some sort of incentive to come back in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 5 years down the line, they'd be out again. I think that was probably the
same. I just remember it being
70s, 80s into the...
Quite tough as a child, really. It was just me and my dad. And I remember sheep farming and prodding with sticks, looking for sheep and things like that, because he was sheep, wasn't he?
I think... It was more sheep.
Mm. When you were a little girl, you had to really work hard.
It was tough. Walking up the lane and walking to 11 Lane Ends sometimes for school buses and things. We used to have to walk back from 11 Lane Ends if the bus dropped us off. It's quite a walk.
How far is that then?
11 Lane Ends.
That's where I pointed out the wildflowers.
It's a bit of a way off.
I was never on my own. There would always be like Nick Williams and the Critchlow lads, and there'd be one or two from roundabout because there was a lot of children when I was in the Ball family. And
so it was very much part and parcel of your lives as children doing that. What would you say you learned from these things? Obviously you learned lots of practical skills, but did you learn other things as well, that sort of lessons for life?
That's an odd question, isn't it?
I learned how to work hard.
I learned
how to work hard and graft.
And also,
getting your jobs done, you just have to get them done.
Nothing got left, did it?
You've got to do it. You finished a job. And I think that's how I am personally today. Mm. I think I'm very... If I set out to do something, I'll finish it, whereas perhaps the youngsters today probably think...
But you were so dependent on the weather, weren't you, with any work?
Yeah.
Then as now, of course, it's an incredible tie, isn't it, having a dairy herd? So you didn't presume that.
I was quite... I suppose I was... My dad... I do remember as a child going to Anglesey with my dad, because he had his first farm was on Anglesey. When and what and how, but he had a farm in Anglesey. It was before he came up here, wasn't it? So he had a lot of ties with Anglesey. So when he finished milking and things, and I can remember as a young child going with my dad to Anglesey because he had friends still down at Anglesey, so I spent a lot of time with him. Mm. My mum left when I was very young, so I only had holidays with my dad.
It's a hard life, isn't it, all this? Very early starts. Do you think it restricted your sort of social life as a young woman? As a young teenager and a young woman with a farm?
Probably was. I mean, I just took myself off, and plus we had a lot my age round here who I could walk across the fields to, I think, because there was only me. And
so what about some good things that you didn't have when you were younger?
There's a Morelands Connect bus that you can get at the top of the
gate. There you go. So there you go. You still love it though, do you, round here?
I do love it, but I always feel as I've missed out on things. I don't know why. I do love it round here. I love the countryside. But I always feel as though I've missed out on something. You know, I feel as though that I've missed out on doing, like my children now. They're very sporty, and I take them here, there and everywhere. And I feel as though because I was very sporty as a young child, but I couldn't do these things because my father was dedicated to milking land and whatever. I couldn't do these things. I didn't have, like, clubs and things to go to. So I feel as though I missed out on those things. Like, once I started school and, you know, I was chosen to, like, represent the school, and there was this big event, and... Father wouldn't take me because he was too busy, wasn't interested. So I feel as though I missed out, even though I do love this, you know, I love it. But I think I would have liked to have had a lot more of a social side. as a particularly as a teenager.
I think maybe that was because, and also you were an only child.
Yeah.
I think I didn't feel that way because I had a sister who was so close in age to me.
Yeah.
So I always had a companion and a playmate, and so I didn't feel isolated.
And I latched on, like, Yvonne and Denise were older than me, and I was very sad when both of you sort of got married and left and moved on, and I felt, well, I'm left, you know.
How old were you when they did that?
Well, when we sold the farm, how old was Yvonne?
Well, I was 79, did you say? So
79.
I was 11 in 79, so you'd be 14, would you?
Yeah. But Yvonne and Denise were my rock, particularly Yvonne, but Denise as well. But I probably had more, because Denise went off, didn't you, first, and I probably spent my latter time, you know, with Yvonne. But they were my rock, really, both Denise and Yvonne. That was what I remember as a, you know, like Denise bought me my very first, that nice patch skirt and jumper, and I thought it was the bee's knees. so...
Do they like being bullied? Do they express dissatisfaction? Do they?
No, I mean Abby certainly does a lot because she's that age. I see a huge difference in sort of David's. He's got a friend who lives over Biddulph way, and I can see the difference. David is certainly an outdoor lad, and he likes photography. And obviously, him and Adam, Julia's son, they like the outdoor. They'll go cycling or whatever. Mm. Whereas I do feel that some are. You know, David's friends are all into this. I mean, okay, I know you perhaps still get that now, but he said only the other, when he came home, he said, it's nice to come back to the hills. And I thought for a 16-year-old to say that, that's quite nice, you know. Whereas Abby, she's probably, I haven't got any friends, and, you know, I want to go uptown, but she's 11, you know, she's...
It's difficult.
So it is difficult. And there is an age gap between them, but... You know, they need to get on with it, and that's it. this is where we live, so.
Yeah. But I take them out. Does
she come and stay at all? Yes, I try and, you know, I do my best to make sure occasionally she has someone, or vice versa, or I take her places, so, you know. In fact, I do quite a lot. They have swimming club, running club, whatever. I'm always on the go.
Every night. You're always running around.
I give my children probably what I didn't have. You know, I'm living my life. I know you perhaps shouldn't sometimes, but I suppose I'm living my life through my children, how I wanted it to be.
Yeah, because you didn't have any support and help, did
No.
you?
And I, when I look at Abby doing her athletics, I see me in Abby. Great. Or, you know, and I personally live what I wanted through my children, like, you know, seeing David at the weekend, you know, win a triathlon. It was like, wow, you know.
Wow, how fantastic.
It was fabulous.
You look like...
I run myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like
Well, I mean, that
athlete,
as well,
actually.
You've got it on your doorstep, film
But you
running.
Do look like an athlete.
You've got it on your doorstep, and I think make the most of what you've got on your doorstep. And I like fell running, it's on my doorstep, and my kids like sport, and, you know.
Great stuff. Right, Heather, you had a chance then to not be here, to leave here. What happened?
I think... What happened was when I was about 24, 25, I decided that I wanted to experience a bit more of the world, and I felt quite enclosed at the farm. I felt as though I had jobs to do, and I just felt I needed to get away and experience a bit more. So I decided to go to Germany, because at the time Buxton was twinned with but now I'm in Germany, and I was working in Buxton at the time, and my boss managed to get me a job out in Germany, but now I'm near Frankfurt in a hotel. And I met my husband from Glossop over there. And we came back when my son was 18 months old, back to the farm, because we had all the space. Loved Germany to bits, travelled all over Switzerland and various places. But we decided the Germans play hard and work hard, but they have small sort of houses, small balconies, and I wanted to come back to where there was space for children to grow up in. And I knew that I'd got this opportunity to come back and live here at Boosley.
Have I had any regrets about doing that?
Sometimes, yes, because the lifestyle we had out there was very good. We earned a lot of money. We lived in a beautiful place, but we didn't have the space in the flat. So I sort of feel as though I'm sitting on scales in the middle position. There's one part of me sort of thinks, oh, what would it have been like out there? But then I didn't want my children to grow up in Germany. I wanted them to be English and grow up in England. And, you know, I just felt that they'd got this lovely space to grow up in.
So what's your hopes for the future then in Boosley Grange? You're going to see yourself being here for...
Well, I'll probably stay here now for a long time. I'd like to see it done up as perhaps some holiday accommodation or catering place or a team building place or something with the wildlife. And maybe my children might want, or my son might want to carry it on, or my daughter, or the, you know, who knows. I don't think I want to grow old here because it's very isolated, difficulties of getting up the lane in bad weather and things like that, and we're a bit cut off for amenities. But as long as I can, I'd like to stay here.